It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Me and Christopher Tubbs back at it until 9 p.m. this evening. I appreciate you listening to the show. And we're starting off today's show with a topic that everybody's talking about because they should. I wonder what they're saying at the bars. But the two words of the day that I've heard nonstop, beyond Nico Medved, which we'll get to later, is incompetent and accountability. Incompetent and accountability. Those are the words of the day. And, oh boy, this entire story about the chat, not Snapchat, but the chat, the group chat, involving top intel officials of the United States of America. It is, I'm not going to go with laughable because it's actually not funny. It's not funny. When you hear politicians, those in the know, people that have been a part of this, different levels of the government, when they talk about the seriousness of all of this, it's not a laughing matter. It's not anything to poo-poo, even though there are people that will poo-poo it. I think that one of the really good guests, and you can go to the podcast page and you can listen to whenever Colonel Hunt joins Chad Hartman in the Chad Hartman Show. He does a great job of breaking things down. And I thought that him and Chad's conversation today was really good. And I think that Chad and Colonel Hunt, they're talking and they're not doing anything with regards to their conversation about it being along party lines with regards to how we dissect and look at this thing. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or however, it's like looking at the situation that the American people are faced with, having an opinion, voicing that opinion, and understanding that this was a massive, incredibly bad look of a mistake that occurred. And I don't think that there is any rational or reasonable person that would disagree with that. No one. I don't care how you identify yourself. This is damning and incredibly embarrassing to have happened. And so, you know, when we get to looking at, well, who do you blame? Tulsi Gabbard. Do you blame Pete Hegseth? Whoever you want to point the finger to, there should be some accountability with this. Now, whether people will resign, probably won't happen. You never know. I'm not going to even try to guess at what possibly could happen. Should people be fired? Well, you would think that something of this magnitude would get to that. But this having actual intel, and people can, oh, it wasn't classified. To have a media member accidentally brought into the chat is inexcusable. And I think that we know that. It's something that should have people alarmed all over the country. And it's being widely discussed, it's being widely talked about, because let's go back to what people said with confirmation hearings. They said, do not put certain individuals in certain positions because they're not quite qualified. They should not be in certain positions. They are not people that, when you look at the standard for the position, are going to be able to fulfill the job. Now, we will see how more things play out. I think that there's probably going to be more information about this, right, as the days go on. But people that are in it are weighing in. And if you want to weigh in, 651-461-9226. Representative Seth Moulton from Massachusetts, he was talking earlier about this debate amongst security professionals, because right now we are in kind of a scary place with all of this that happened over the course of this chat conversation.
Accountability is back. I quote Secretary Pete Hegseth. That was our Secretary of Defense on the record just a couple of months ago. Now the debate among national security professionals is over whether the secretary was just incompetent or whether he was drunk. That's how low this has gone. And those are serious debates happening among national security professionals today. Because my colleagues are right. This put American lives at risk. This cheapens the work that our men and women on the front lines of our armed services and our intelligence agencies do every single day. Because it says the rules that apply to you don't apply to us as your leaders. There's a simple concept that I would have thought Pete Hegseth would have learned in the National Guard, which is leadership by example. Well, let me tell you, if any guardsman at any level, including the most junior private, had done what Pete Hegseth did, he would not only be fired, would not only lose his security clearance, but he would probably be criminally prosecuted. Let's just debunk a few myths here, because now the approach these leaders are taking is to lie. That's not in the leadership manual for our armed services, but that's what they're doing now. They're saying, oh, this information wasn't classified. Without even knowing the full details, we know that the time of attack for this operation was in the message. Let's be clear. That's classified information. That's all you need to know.
All right, when we're talking about our security, national security, and you're talking about sensitive information, there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. When things are, when you have a situation where you are exposing details to people that should not have that information, that's problematic for the country. And I think that the thing when we talk about incompetent and accountability is that I have a problem with Mike Waltz, who is the U.S. National Security Advisor, because today it was spin and it was blame the media of all people.
The lesson is there's a lot of journalists in this city who have made big names for themselves making up lies about this president, whether it's the Russia hoax or making up lies about Gold Star families. And this one in particular, I've never met, don't know, never communicated with. And we are looking into and reviewing how the heck he got into this room. But I'll tell you what, the world owes President Trump a favor. Under Biden, global shipping was shut down. Pinprick attacks, months between them, our destroyers being fired upon dozens of times. President Trump took decisive action with his national security
team. How did the journalists get in this? Are you kidding me? Blame the media? How did the journalists get in? You added them to the chat. What are we doing here? And I listened intently to the president as he was asked questions. And there weren't any answers. There were no direct, like, addressing things. We're looking into that. We're looking into this. We're looking into that. We're looking into this. That's all I heard. 651-461-9226. If you would like to react on the text line, if you'd like to call in. This is just, we're not in a good place. I know that there are many people out there like, oh, here, Lake's railing on Trump again. Lake's railing on this administration again. This is something to be upset about, regardless of your political affiliation. This is a bad look. I know Chris Tubbs probably wasn't jumping for joy when you saw this news story.
No. You see this, and I'm just like, how? Like, how can something like this happen? And you mentioned the word incompetence, but the accountability. I hear no accountability for this. And it's funny, Henry, because we were kind of talking before we went on the air for an administration that talks about you got to be merit-based. Merit-based. You have to earn your position.
DEI hires and all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. None of this is merit-based. Individuals get a position in the Trump cabinet because they're loyal and they're a yes man. It doesn't matter what you've done. It's a matter of falling in line for Donald J. Trump.
This is what I want to happen. 651-461-9226. I want, and I hope that they're listening, and if not, maybe I can send a message out to them. But I want Chris Finch, I want Rocco Baldelli, I want KOC, every single time
John Hines,
that you're pondering a trade, drafting some, text me. Add me to the chat.
Me too.
Please, add me to the chat. 651-461-9226, your phone call, your text, next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
651-461-9226. The text line is pretty much in unison. They're like, what the heck is going on? This is kind of the first time that, especially with something like this, that people are pretty much in agreement. There's one texter this, like, good Lord, guys, it's been one day. Maybe there could be a little bit of research into what happened, and then some heads might roll. That's the only text out of all of the text where people are like, these people are unqualified. And then the other thing that bothers me is that somebody like Tulsi Gabbard can get in front of other politicians and be asked questions, and then she feels like, I'm not going to answer anything.
Yeah, what? It's been one day, but as more details come out, this is a situation that the details are not going to make it better. As we find out more, it's not going to get better.
And what we have been told is from not only from Colonel Hunt that was on with Chad Hartman, but everybody out there that has experience in this specific area. They say that people's lives literally are on the line. You cannot be exposing conversations like this. So this is unacceptable. If you want to sit there and text and say, well, maybe a little bit of, they've done enough research to know that this should not be happening. 651-461-9226 from the text line. We have a bunch of incompetent, unqualified, I'll say people, running the country. What's going to happen next? I hope nothing else happened next. But Henry, what about Hillary Clinton's emails? Lock her up. Oh, man. The border open for 4 years. Come on, man. This is all y'all got? That is actually a funny text to me. The people that say, is this all you got? Like, you can't be serious. Like, you can't be that lost in the sauce, can you? Are you really that lost in the sauce?
Yes.
You legitimately think that that's the angle? That's the angle, my man? Or woman? Stop it. Dan Coe, former White House Deputy Cabinet Secretary. And he was in there in the Biden administration. He was on CNN because every single network is doing roundtables. And I think that one of the sound bites we had earlier is from News Nation. But take a listen to what he had to say about our current situation here.
Or, you know, to somewhere where it should be, which is on a social media.
Well, it goes to the nature of the information, right? Is it secure enough, or did it reach the level of classification that it couldn't have been shared? I don't know the answer.
This wasn't a fun group chat to decide what we're going to order Sweetgreen for lunch. This is human lives on the line. That was happening imminently. I don't care if you mixed up the trade representative's initials with a reporter. The reality is that if you had added someone who wasn't a responsible journalist, they could have leaked that immediately to the wrong sources, and American lives could have been lost. That is what we are missing here. So if there is not consequences for this, what does that say about how we uphold our values as Americans? What does that say to our foreign adversaries that people can be that reckless and get away with? What does it say to the millions of people who are putting their lives on the line every day for this country that their leader is being so reckless?
And this is the scary part about this, because the person that is smack dab in the middle of all this is the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, okay? That's Jeffrey Goldberg. He is the person that is right smack dab in the middle. He was the person added to the chat. Listen to this nugget, because he joined Tim Miller on the Bulwark podcast, and he states here in this soundbite that you're going to hear that he withheld the name of a CIA operative to protect that person's identity.
There's a covert CIA operative named on the threat, right? So I mean,
I withheld her name. From this, they named somebody who's an active CIA officer in this thread, which is on Signal, again, a commercial app in which I'm watching. And I withheld it. I didn't put it in the story because she's undercover. But I mean, the CIA director put it into the chat.
That's scary. That's scary there. A CIA operative is exposed.
I just don't know how would you not know just to keep this under wraps? How would you not know not to put that information out there?
Because maybe you shouldn't be in the job.
I mean, I'm not smart, and even I know you shouldn't do that.
There were other elements of looking at people talking about this situation and talking about the level of privacy and, like, what you should and should not be sharing. To think that we're sharing so many different things and disclosing stuff on apps that can be easily hacked is alarming. Let's go to Jeff in Sauk Rapids. He fell off?
Yeah, okay. he fell off.
All right, he fell off. Let's go to Tom in North Branch. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Henry. Thanks for taking the message. I'm so used to calling you on the sports shows that this is very rattling. I listened to all of the I'm in my 70s. Listened to all of the all of the conferences that qualified for the cabinet selections.
Yep.
I've never ever. I mean, I was livid, Henry. I've never ever seen such unqualified people selected. And then the scariest part, and this is getting off a little bit, but I was on a conference call with Representative Stauber from Northern Minnesota last night. Every call he took, he won't do an in-person call. This is a conference call. Every call he took, he referenced the Biden administration and how much better this is than what they did. My God, get over it. I'm a hardcore McCain Republican. And this is frightening. It's just amazing how these aren't the average politicians that are being quoted here. These are the people leading this country, alienating our allies. Talk about security. I'm Vietnam. My son was Gulf War.
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. But that's not, I mean, this is about these people, it's not political.
Yep.
Get over it. Yes, yep. Biden made mistakes. They all make mistakes. Get over it. Go forward. Don't look backwards.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And that is, Tom just made my day. Tom made my day because that is what a rational person would think and say. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to be able to look at a situation and say, we've got issues here. And having the ability to call it like you see it. But I just can't do it. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you are somebody I've known you for 20 years. I don't care if what part of the political spectrum you're on. But if you do not have the ability to be rational, and you are lost in the sauce. And I don't care, lost in the sauce, however, whether it's on the Democratic side or the Republican side. If you cannot have the ability to look at something and call it for what it is, I just can't. I can't get into the cultism. Well, I just can't do it.
It's hard when you try and have a conversation and you can't get objectivity. Like, you can criticize and support somebody and be objective. Like, it's okay. It doesn't make you a bad person to step back and say, I support this person, but I don't agree with this, and this was wrong. It's okay.
If a person looks at this situation and they say it's no big deal, you're part of the problem. Let's go to Wolf, who's driving around. How you doing, Wolf?
How you doing, Henry?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. Hey, I got four letters for you that should probably cover this whole thing that happened. It's called UCMJ. And usually that's Uniform Code of Military Justice. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I've been in the military for 16 years. I believe that, I forgot his name. I'm sorry. Who's the gentleman? Who's the new DOD guy now?
Oh, you're talking about Pete Hegseth?
Yeah, he falls under that. If you work in the Pentagon or you were in the military, you kind of fall under all those rules. And, you know, even when we've been out into the field and everything else like that, yeah, we have text messages, but it's not commercial on a commercial app. It was just between phone numbers, but we never did anything like that. Anything that dealt with anything that we were doing when it came to actual military stuff, we didn't discuss it with anybody.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff was on paper. It wasn't over the phone, nothing. So, I mean, like you said, you call it like you see it. And I know if I had done something like this when I was in the military, my butt would be in the brig right now.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Wolf, who's riding around out there. And that's what Representative Moten had said earlier in that press conference. He said that people would be, I mean, forget about just resignations and all stuff. Like, this is very serious conduct. And to think that you're utilizing Signal, which is an open source app. Like, what are we doing? You just got to call it like you see it. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll step away from this, but our next topic involves President Trump and the world of sports. Which sport? I'll tell you next year on The Lake Show. Donald Trump potentially could have a negative impact on Major League Baseball. Yes, you've heard that right. If this travel ban is implemented and some of the countries that we're looking at that are a part of this, expected to be a part of it, it could be a bad day for Major League Baseball. This expected travel ban by the Trump administration on more than three dozen countries could prevent some Major League Baseball players from Cuba and Venezuela from coming into or leaving the United States. And President Donald Trump could announce that travel ban as soon as Friday under an executive order that he issued on his first day of office. You know, it's interesting because I haven't had a chance to talk to the legend, the Hall of Famer, the great Tony Oliva, but I will soon. He's probably back from spring training. Maybe I'll just drive to his house because we're tight like that.
Yeah, right? that's a sick brag, it's a flex.
I just flexed on everybody.
you did.
So, but that impacts him. Every single year before spring training, he goes to Cuba and he visits with family and makes sure that everybody's good.
Yeah.
And comes back. And it's not just Cuba. We're talking about a lot more countries. But think about this. Think about the athletes that we have here. Who would be at the top of the list impacted? You know who stands out? Pablo Lopez.
Yep.
Your ace. He's at the top of the list impacted by this. So we'll see how things shake out. But of all the sports, I mean, you talk about baseball players with high profiles. Pablo Lopez, the ace of the Minnesota Twins, would be impacted by this.
Yeah. I mean, think about all of the consternation that Wild fans had when Kirill Kaprizov was sequestered in Russia. And there was a legit concern as to whether or not he was going to be able to come back for the Minnesota Wild. And now we're talking about these Latin American ball players who, by the way, last I checked, were upstanding citizens just here to do their job and, you know, be a part of your entertainment sphere, because that's what baseball players are. It is, you know, athletes are entertainers for us, but they've got real lives. This is just a part of what they do. Like, all of, you know, the families and all of the responsibilities that they have at home, I don't know if the administration didn't think about it or they don't care, or maybe it's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. Maybe it's a little bit of both. But this absolutely could negatively affect Major League Baseball. And there could be a trickle-down effect to other sports and to other entertainers and musicians. And this is not – I think the problem we're seeing, Henry, is we see this broad ban, right? And we're like, okay, this is good. Well, when you dig into the details, there are a lot of people and a lot of ways that this is going to affect people, and we don't even realize it.
Yeah, and according to Axios, they say that such a ban that would impact Major League Baseball, minor league baseball players with P-1 visas, non-immigrant visas for internationally recognized athletes and entertainers could face new difficulties in the U.S., according to immigration lawyers.
Yeah, that's a pretty big matzo ball that's hanging out there.
So basically what we're talking about then is we would think this would be the case, right? I'm not going to say that Donald Trump's going to do this, But we would think that there would be special exemptions for players, right? Like, if you're going to have the travel bans in place, that of all the people around the globe from whatever countries, that we are going to have specific situations and exemptions for athletes, you would think.
Yeah, but then it becomes, well, if there's an athlete from what he would deem as, you know, a country that is banned, if there's an athlete from there, is that athlete going to, is that going to apply to them? You know what I mean? Because
that's what I'm talking about, a special exemption.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, I don't see it happening because
it's scheduled to happen this Friday.
Well, no, but I mean,
this doesn't impact Pablo Lopez because he's already here in the country.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're talking about the exemptions, I don't see that happening.
Really?
No. No, I don't, because this administration does not strike me as one that would actually give any concessions to certain individuals.
Now, see, I disagree with you there. I think that they would do special exemptions. You know why? We have evidence that they would do that. Now we're talking about gold cards you can buy for, what was it, $5 million or whatever? So, yeah, we will grant people exceptions.
So what are you going to make these ball players buy a gold card to get back into the country?
No. That's not what I'm saying. If they are actually people that are employed by Major League Baseball teams, why would you not have special exemptions? That just makes all the sense in the world.
But see, there are people out there that have been deported that are being discriminated against, that outside of not being a Major League Baseball player, no issues at all. So, I mean, if the only saving grace for them is their Major League Baseball player, and it's a higher profile.
Well, what's the saving grace for Elon Musk then? He's not American.
Well, I'm not talking about Elon Musk. I'm talking about the people that have actually been discriminated against. You know, Elon's my guy. You know, Elon's my guy. Mr. Cybertruck.
There you go.
So, I mean, but no, I just don't see them making a special exemption for an athlete, because if you make an exemption for an athlete, then
you can make an exemption for anybody.
Well, that's the slippery slope that you start to go down. And
we're already with slippery slopes.
I understand we're on the bottom of it and we're about ready to slide into
the
water.
952, dude, that's a whole lot of ifs, ands, or buts. Yeah. I can see that. So, you know, man.
I mean, I just, what I'm saying is, yeah, if you start here, then all of a sudden everybody else, what, you made an exemption for this individual just because they're a Major League Baseball player. Why can't you do it for me? We're the, you know, we have, you know.
But that's where we're at in the world.
Well,
we pick and choose.
We do pick and choose, and that's the problem.
Do you think that J.D. Vance's wife is going to get deported?
No.
Okay.
No.
Why not? Special exemption?
Because she's married to J.D. Vance.
Okay.
That's the exception.
Okay.
All Again, right. What orbit do you exist in? That is your exemption. Your exemption is the orbit that you exist in.
651-461-9226. Your reaction, your phone calls, your texts, we take them next year on The Lake Show. All right, welcome back to The Lake Show. Text line 651-461-9226.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
I'm Dr. Hrini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
From the 651, and I think that this is a rare, an interesting comment and an accurate one. Because I really do think it's something that people think about from time to time, and it's a little bit of a frustration that many Americans are feeling. They say the Trump administration, this is from the text line, has backtracked time and time again. Air traffic controllers, atomic defense professionals, etc., and the list goes on. They'll backtrack and extend exemptions to athletes in the blink of an eye. That's where we're at, Chris. That's why I disagree. We have seen a pattern here. I think that one of the scary things about Elon Musk, to kind of sidetrack from, well, because he's part of the administration, whether we want to technically say that he is or not, but he made a comment that still resonates with me, and it's not a good one for any one of us. And that comment is, he said in front of the cabinet, okay, he said that there's going to be mistakes.
Yes, he's not going to bat a thousand.
That is not something that Americans should want to hear or appreciate, that there's going to be mistakes made, number one. Tells you where we're at in the world, where we accept someone saying that to us. I'm going to make some mistakes here and there. That's not something that should be said. And then beyond that, it's scary that we are in a place right now where things are happening and we have an administration that says we will defy court orders. That's another scary thing that we're in.
That's huge.
Imagine if Barack Obama or Joe Biden, yes, I'm going there, said, no, I'm not going to listen to anything you guys got to say. Like, I don't care who the president is. I don't care who the president is. I don't care if it's Jimmy Carter. I don't care if it's Bill Clinton. I don't care if it's Bush. It doesn't matter. You don't do that. Like, you are not a king.
No, but I think that's when you have all branches of the government and you have been given carte blanche by the Supreme Court and you have been given immunity. To me, Donald Trump got in there and it's like, I am going to do whatever I want. No courts are going to stop me. No branch of the legislation, no branch of the government is going to stop me. I am going to do what I want because I have a quote unquote mandate from the American people. The mandate is not a thing, but I think we have somebody, frankly, as a president that doesn't understand what the whole checks and balances, what everything in government, the Congress and courts and everything. I don't think Donald Trump understands what everybody's role is, and he wants to steamroll that because that is, in his mind, he needs to be the all-encompassing powerful one. I mean, that's why he wants to go take over Greenland. That's why he wants the Panama Canal. That's why he wants Gaza. He wants it all.
But this is, and I'm going to say this, and I'm not sure if I've said this years ago, but this is the number one reason why the Trump presidency, and I'm calling it now, will be problematic for us. And this is something that I don't think that Americans really looked at going back to 2016. You cannot run this country like it's a business. That's not how it works.
You can if you're a good businessman.
That's not how it works. This is not a business. This is not a for-profit business. And if you want to go like, well, he did great in – he wasn't that great in business, okay? That's been well documented. But it just does not work that way. You can't operate in a presidency like this is a casino or other different things. That's That's why we're having some problems right now. You can't do it.
Well, dude bankrupted a casino, which I don't even know how that happens. But nevertheless, I think you can have elements of business. But to me, Henry, you've got to have the people around you that understand each role and the nuance, because everything has to work together. There's a cohesiveness that has to work together in order for everything to, quote unquote, be efficient. And, you know, you were talking about everything with Elon Musk. This is the opposite of efficient. And if you're looking at it and you're not in the bubble, everybody can see this. But the problem is, right now, the courts are in place to do their job and to keep the president in check. We have not had anybody try and abuse the power and the courts like this. Like, we just haven't had this. So this is all unprecedented. I mean, no, these courts are not disobeying Donald Trump. They are doing their service and what they were meant to do initially. It's just that this is the first time we've had somebody that's been like a bull in a china shop.
Yep. All right, 651-461-9226. If you'd like to weigh in via the text line, 651, he only cares about what Donald Trump wants, period. And I think that we're at a point where, like, we knew that going into it.
Yes.
But people in the country just didn't care. They didn't care.
No,
they wanted him backing off.
Yeah, and I mean, this is something, the warning signs were there. Like, it was, the red light was flashing.
People were told, they said, do not have him be a part of anything with intelligence. We've already had the Mar-a-Lago stuff. Don't put him back in office because the national security will be in danger. People didn't listen.
No, and none of the economic, housing, still an issue. Groceries, still an issue. Utilities, still an issue. Well, yeah, you got an egg person. Good for you. Not everybody can have an egg hookup, Henry. Ooh, I'm Henry Lake. I get special eggs. Some of us had to go, we have to slum it with the pores.
Coming up next, we got a new head coach at the University of Minnesota. Nico Medved was introduced earlier today. I was at the press conference. We get to that next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched, no life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.